And we speak certain things over the years, and people are not really, they wonder, what do I really preach? Praise God. And I just want to just lay a foundation today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today we're having a brief workers meeting. I believe that most of us who are here today are actually the foundational members of this ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you see, the vision, like I've always said, is that we should come up to this high mountain. Praise God. Paul spoke about a high calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He spoke about a high calling. What is a high calling? He speaks about an elevated calling. Amen. A spiritual calling. Hallelujah. Amen. God is lifting us to a high place. Oh, hallelujah. It's a place where the foot of man has not treaded. Hallelujah. You see, we're going to be a special people, not just ordinary Christians. But we're going to be a people that walk in divine love and in harmony, that when the people see the unity, the love, they will be attracted to the ministry. You see, Paul had got to a stage in his ministry, in his life, when he knew that Jim would not work. When he knew that copying scriptures and all that will not work. Praise God. And Paul said, I will show you a new way, a right way. I will show you a better way. And that better way is what? Is love. Amen.
Amen.
He said that if I have all the faith in the world and I have all the miracles, all the gifts, and I have speak in tongues and I do all these things, I don't have love in me, I am what? You see, when people are there write these letters, it's their own experience that they're writing. Well, some people think that Paul was just one perfect holy man. He too had to humble himself to the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, I'll show you a better way, and that better way is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the end of the faith is what? Is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The end of the faith is what?
Love.
Is love. And God is
love.
It is love that created the heavens and the earth. It is love that generated everything we see, both invisible and both seen. Hallelujah. It is this, the power of God operates by love. Hallelujah. And I thank God that God gave me that opportunity to experience this top of the mountain on several occasions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's a real experience. Hallelujah. That's why I'm here today. Amen. That is why I'm here today. It's not because of, you know, who I am. God gave me that opportunity so that I will testify to the brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will testify to the brethren what God has shown me on top of this mountain. And I tell you, on top of this mountain is an experience of love. Amen.
Amen.
Experience of what? Love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're talking of a love that defies the knowledge of man. There's a love in God that you cannot express with it. I felt it, I saw it. There's a kind of love that you cannot describe with your natural mind. It's too high, it's too elevated, it's too deep. That love is even is so much that you discover yourself walking as God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ climbed up the mountain, you hear the voice, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. When you climb up that mountain, you begin to know how you are knitted in one in love with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, if every day of your life you hear that voice, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Now the son is you.
Amen.
I listen to me. The son is
you.
Individually, if you hear that voice and you know that thing, everything will work out for your good. See, I know the Father has not left me. The Father is always with me because I'm always pleasing to my Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you come to that place, everything is possible.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God has not left me. You know that feeling of, my God, why have you forsaken me? the fears of tomorrow, the worries about life, isn't it? The cares of life. What will happen to me after my retirement? How will I get a job tomorrow? How will I feed my children? How will I get a husband? Amen. How will I get a promotion? How will I improve my life? How will I wear a dress? How will I get a house? Praise God. This is fear. Fear is the thing that governs this world. But John says that if I have fear, I'm not perfected in love. Amen.
Amen.
If fear is in you, you are not perfected in what?
In love.
Hallelujah. We are talking of a divine love, a love that is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Because perfect love casted out all fear. Amen.
Amen.
Fear. When there's no fear, you can walk upon the seas. Hallelujah. When there's no fear, you walk. You walk upon the
sea.
That means no situation can make you to waver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Why? Because you are walking in an elevated realm of blessing, an elevated realm of oneness with the Father God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what we are called to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Moses brought the law. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the same Moses told the Israelites that God is going to raise somebody from among you. God will raise somebody like you. From among you, him will you hear. You see that thing? Moses never said, you should listen to me. Is it that one that God will raise? That is the one that you will hear. This is my beloved son in whom I will please hear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You see, everything that God wants to do is to bring us back. The Bible says that all men are falling short of the glory of God. Now, you have to read the Bible very carefully. It says all men are falling short of the glory of God. Now, if you are falling, that means you are somewhere before. Isn't it?
Yes.
If you are falling, that means you are somewhere
before.
You are here. Amen.
Amen.
God is righteous. Everyone, say God is righteous.
God is righteous.
God did not create you a sinner. God created one man, and that man is the image and the likeness of God. It's the very mirroring of God himself. God did not create anybody imperfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, but somehow we deviated. All have seen and fallen short. Remember, on the mountain, normally you see a cloud or mountains. You know that? I told you the Bible says that from the things that are seen, you can begin to understand the invisible thoughts of God. When you see things, you begin to understand what God is saying. You see a tree. Amen. A tree is a parable. If you see a cloud, it's a parable. If you see a lamp, it's a parable. If you see God, it's a parable. Everything you see in this natural realm is a kind of parable pointing to the mysteries of God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you see a mountain and you see a cloud on top, that, have you heard of cloud 7 before?
Cloud 7.
Oh, I mean cloud 9, how do you say it?
Cloud 7.
When you are high, you say you are high in cloud 7. That cloud actually represents the Shekinah. Have you heard of the Shekinah? The Bible calls it the Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. Whenever God appeared in the days of old, he always appeared with a glory cloud. Hallelujah. When he dedicated the temple, the Bible said the temple was filled with a glory cloud. And the minister could not enter to minister. Hallelujah. In the tabernacle, which is the temple of old, in the midst of the holies of holies, there was always a cloud present over the ark. Amen?
Amen.
One of those books that I wrote there is on the tabernacle. Better read these things. The things free of charge. Read them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are they collect money?
No.
Read the things. Chop them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eat this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The tabernacle in the inner place where only Moses would go, there was a cloud always inside that place. Over and over the ark of God. Hallelujah. And Moses, whenever he goes to speak with God, he will go there and God will speak out of the cloud. Hallelujah. Out of that is the glory cloud of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that represents reality, the glory of God. When Jesus was picking up to the mountain of transfiguration, remember what happened? That same cloud went up to him. And out of the cloud, the voice of God came. Why did God show you all this? If you go to the sky, you will never see any cloud. These are parables. God did these things to teach us invisible things. God has no form. God is spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if God created the heavens and the earth, it's only logical that it's invisible. Because the things that are seen came out of what is invisible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God warned the children of Israel never to make any idol or any form or anything, because God never showed himself as a man. It's very important we understand these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the glory cloud that we fell out of is with the Bible says all men are falling short of the glory of God. We fell down from Mount Zion and we fell to the earth. And then all those parables in the Bible of Lucifer, all those things, we're going to share those things someday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And this will shock you when you know who Lucifer is. Do you know the meaning of Lucifer? Morning star. Lucifer means what?
Morning star.
The son of the morning. Morning star. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ says, to him that overcomes, will I give?
Morning star.
The morning star. If you look at it properly, that Lucifer was on top of this mountain. On top of God's holy mountain. But when he fell, he was cast to the midst of the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But look at what the Bible says. Very, very important to understand in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 26. I'm going to read. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now let's stop here. You know what? Normally when we read the Bible, everybody stops there. You know that? Most people stop here. All have sinned and fallen short of the even your songs testify of the way you think. Do you know this song? He will never give his glory to any man. The way you sing, the way you confess already testifies that many people are still at that part, saying that what they are falling short of the glory of God. But no freedom. Look at what it says, be justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that have passed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through the forbearance of God. Let's stop there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All have sinned but fallen short of God. But right now, God has what? Redeemed you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Redeemed you, and the essence of the redemption is to get you back to his holy mountain. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The essence is to get you back up to this pinnacle of Zion. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Who will ascend God's holy hill? Do you know that sound?
Yes.
Who will ascend God's holy
hill?
Who? Somebody say,
I will.
Hallelujah. But the problem here is that very few are able to ascend. Why? Why? Jesus Christ gave another parable. You know what? All the healings, all the works of Jesus were parables. Amen.
Amen.
When you see Jesus Christ healing the blind, it was a parable. You can be healed of your natural blindness, but still remain blind spiritually. Amen. And it says, posited nothing. Amen. You can be wealthy and rich and healthy and have all the physical, whatever, evidence of blessing, but be spiritually dead, spiritually poor, spiritually miserable. Because the flesh profited
nothing.
Hallelujah. It's the spirit that gives life. But people are not attracted to the things of the spirit because they are invisible. This is why Jesus Christ says he calls it the deceitfulness of riches. People are stayed on material things, are stayed on the element of this world. But the Bible says clearly that the things that you see are temporal. They are for the moment, they are for the occasion. They are what? They are passing away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are passing
away.
And I wouldn't want to be here for another 200 years. Amen.
Amen.
Standing here without teeth and preaching. Or maybe when they walk in still preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has got greater things for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eternal life is not about living forever in the flesh. Eternal life is about rediscovering yourself in God. And when you discover yourself in God, you will know that you can never die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who shall ascend God's holy mountain? Who shall stand in the holy place of God? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God has shown me. I've seen that place. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I remember a brother called me one morning and he said, the Lord showed me a vision. He saw me standing on a high mountain made of gold. And he saw me drawing my brethren. He saw me drawing my brothers and sisters to come up the mountain. And he said, he saw me that I succeeded. That is my ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That everybody come up here together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come to this high elevated place of love and oneness. Hallelujah. And I tell you one secret. This is the place of the blessing. In Psalm 24, he says that the ones that shall stand in this place will inherit the blessing. Now, he didn't say blessings. He said the blessing. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what he says? He shall inherit the
blessing.
The blessing. Oh, hallelujah. You know the blessing? You know the blessing God wants to give you to himself? That is eternal life. Eternal life is the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a life that never changes. It's a life that is rich in all things. Hallelujah. Now, being rich does not mean that you possess everything physically. This is our, you know, at times we judge wrongly. I'm sure Jesus Christ did not have houses. Amen. I'm sure Jesus Christ did not have, you know, many, many donkeys back in his backyard. Amen. Praise God. But when he needed it, He got it, amen?
Amen.
He come to the realm when you use these things. These things will become like elements that you use, not that you are governed by them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. If I ride a big car and you ride a motorcycle, if you are spiritually elevated, both of us are spiritually elevated, it does not make me better than you. Hallelujah. We are all one in God. And when we come to that realm, because we're not, if you know what they call love, true love, not the one that we play with, true love. You come to a realm where you know that we are not everywhere, we have a one name, we walk in one way, we one identity, and everything that I have is yours. Okay. One identity. Because when you arrive up here, there's only space for one person on the peak of the mountain. At the pinnacle of a mountain, there is space for only one. And do you know who that person is? It's Christ. So that place my king upon Mount Zion, my king. It's a place where no man can ascend. Trevor cannot get there. But a man cannot stand here. You can't stand there. Hallelujah. That's why they call it God's holy mountain. Holy is not about, it's not about wearing dresses that reach here and skirts that reach here. Holiness is walking in the name of the Lord. You are holy, you are sanctified, you are consecrated unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When John saw the vision of the redeemed of God upon Mount Zion, John saw that all of them had the name of the Father on their forehead. Only one. Many members, one body. Many members, one
body.
Many members,
one body.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He must decrease and I must
increase.
Our problem is our human identity. That is like a barrier between us and God. We think we have a life of our own. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But you begin to understand the meaning of the cross. The meaning of the cross means I deny myself, my human life, my terrestrial life, so that I can have the life of God. Hallelujah. So that I can inherit the blessing. Paul said that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, did he say something? God is not a tacheré God. You know me not tacheré? You know me not tacheré? Amen. God will not give you bits. Either you have all or you have nothing at all. God does not ration. God is too rich for that. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. That means every single spiritual blessing is at our disposal in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Paul always adds, in Christ. In Christ, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to struggle to pass through the eye of the needle. Passing through the eye of the needle means denying ourselves. Only a spirit can pass through the eye of the needle. Hallelujah. We have to let go of our knowledge, religious knowledge. Hallelujah. Religious knowledge. Religion is another thing that bars people from the things of God. Amen. Those people in the times that crucified Jesus, according to the standards of men, they were righteous men. Good men who obeyed the laws to the letters. But they could not understand spiritual things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. They could not understand what spiritual things. That's why we see people come here, they want to come and fight against me. Hallelujah. Somebody tried the other day to try me. I told her, I said, you know the fear. Make God open your eyes, go wrong. Hallelujah. You know the fear. Hallelujah. You know the fear. Praise God. I'm convinced I know what the Lord has shown me. Hallelujah. And if you notice what I preach, it's all about getting here. Hallelujah. That we walk in the name of the Lord. This new name. Hallelujah. In my name. In my name, hallelujah. In my name, hallelujah.
Amen.
We can only ascend there by recognition of this fact. Hallelujah. Now, to get here, Paul said that we must leave the elementary things of the faith. Amen.
Amen.
The elementary things of the faith. It's not a place for bambini. You know me, not bambini. It's a place for those who are matured in the faith. Hallelujah. Quickly turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Are we there? Philippians chapter, now this is the mind of the people who are going to come into maturity in Christ. Amen. Do you want to enter into maturity?
Yes.
Do you want to receive the blessing?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not everybody is answering you. You can say some people don't want to be blessed.
Yes.
You want to be blessed?
Yes.
Say yeah.
Yes.
If I'm the discotheque out there, I know some people will be split around.
Yeah.
Amen. I saw you last night in a party, eh? Dancing. I got you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's move on. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Brethren, I count up myself to have apprehended. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? Behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are what?
Amen.
Before ahead. I press towards the mark. Hallelujah. Amen. For the price of the high calling that is of God in what?
Christ
Jesus. Let therefore as many as have repented be thus minded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Nevertheless, whatever we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
Better be followers together of me and mark them which walk, so that you have us for an what? Example. Let's stop here. Paul is saying what? Let's leave the things of what? Of the past. Amen.
Amen.
Leave the things of what? God is, those of you have entered into this, God is moving you to a new dimension, a new realm. Hallelujah. Leave the things of the past. Hallelujah. Leave them. Hallelujah. Let it go. Paul had to leave his old convictions, his old beliefs. He let them go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that, I consider to be shit. That's dumb. I consider to be shit, all those things, all those high knowledge, religious knowledge I've had. I consider them all of them the world to be shit. Let them what? Go. And move on to what? A high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Leaving the elementary things of baptism, laying of hands, repentance, to have moved higher into a, look, you see, repentance is a foundation. Amen.
Amen.
When the brother came last week, the brother that came from Europe, England, very, very foundational truths that you need to move ahead. Amen. You see, people don't know that you are right. God sees you as righteous. Amen. He doesn't care what your carnal mind tells you or whatever. Doesn't know your performance, God sees you as what?
Righteous.
Amen. And when you understand these things, somebody say, well, does that mean I can do whatever I want? If anybody asks me that kind of question, that person is not ready to walk with God. That's you're not serious. Amen. I stumble at times. Me that I'm preaching holy on fire here, I make mistakes. Amen. But when I make those mistakes, I look to God and I thank God. In moments of silence, I remember that I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. In moments of silence, stillness, I walk into his presence with boldness. Hallelujah. Because I'm forgiven. God does not change his mind. Amen. If you say I'm forgiven and you go out there and go and do whatever you want, you'll see what the devil will do to you. The devil will come to your mind. He walks through your mind. You'll be there for another how many years? Asking for everybody to lay his hands on you. Pastor, lay my hand on me. I can't, you know. I suffered coldness for over 10 years. You know what it means to backslide? You can't come to God. You know what it means to backslide? You cannot find the way to the door. You know the outside, in outer darkness. You are looking for the door, you can't pass through. 10 years I was going from church to church, Pastor lay your hands on me. I went to one place in Chicago, and the minister wanted to let me stop. Ah! He told me about the Lord has revealed himself to you. And he told me, God said, I shouldn't pray for you. That you know what to do. He said, you know what to do, brother. Go and do the right thing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us don't need anybody to lay our hands on anymore. Amen. I know some people, they go from church to church, they lay their hands on them, they fall down. You go to another place, they lay their hands on them, they fall down. They have been doing this for many years. And they never seem to be changing. Why? Something is what? Is wrong. Hallelujah. Something is what?
Wrong.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God wants us to move out of that realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Receive this righteousness. Receive the free gift of what? Righteousness. You are justified. You are covered by the blood of
Jesus.
It's a foundational teaching. And when you know that you are covered by grace, you cannot go about criticizing another brother. You see, when you are criticizing another brother, that means you have neglected the grace. That means it's now on performance. Isn't it?
Yes.
It's now because I am holy. Isn't it?
Yes.
When you start to look at other people's fault and begin to criticize them, because this is very common in the church. I always stress here, we should not look at each other, we should look at each other as perfect. Amen.
Amen.
We should look for each other equally. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We cannot be all the same. Some people walking here with a walking stick, it doesn't matter. Amen. Some people have some kind of weakness, doesn't matter. Amen. Look at equally. And we are one, hallelujah. We are not men. Amen. Do you know that even in the days when I was far away, doing whatever I wanted, do you know that God was still loving me? And me. That is why our fathers in the Lord, you see, that period, he didn't even know how degraded I was. They only see good part of me. That time, God is still talking to you. That he loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Everywhere we went to one church in Congo, and as he sat down, and you know, he always want to hide. Amen. And the minister first started preaching, he just called me, said, come, that man, come. And he told me what we are doing today. God does not look at your performance or what you do. Receive the free gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. Receive it and let it catapult you by faith into a new dimension. You are what? You are perfect. Amen. Let us move on to a high place in God. Hallelujah. That is your foundation. And from there you now begin to build and go higher and higher and climb higher. Hallelujah. Until we come to the unity of the faith, which is love, oneness, unity. You see, Paul talks about being like-minded. Like-mindedness. Hallelujah. Don't bring in arguments of the laws. You know what Paul said? Beware of dogs. Amen. Beware of what?
Dogs.
Amen. Don't bring in arguments of procedures of religion. Amen. Enter in here with love. Hallelujah. Walk in oneness. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is
one.
Amen. You shall love with all your heart, Lord, also. And love your neighbor as yourself. You know what the Lord was saying? If you see the Lord in everybody, you see the Lord as your life, you see the Lord as your neighbor, the law is already fulfilled. Because beside I, there is no other. Henceforth do I know no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. Now the spirit is the Lord. The Lord is the spirit. So when I'm looking, I'm seeing the Lord. Step in, step up. Hallelujah. Very important we know these things. Brethren, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important we understand these mysteries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what will purify you.
Amen.
That's what will keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter how degraded the person may be, look, they look. Amen.
Amen.
Don't look at the nakedness. Turn your back from what? From his nakedness. And see the person by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very, very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is what Jesus Christ, the law was trying to say. The law was trying to declare. Hallelujah. That we are all partakers of the life of Christ. Amen. And you must awake to that. Praise God. It's very important. That's why he says that I will send the servants among you. That is the one that we will hear. And he now says, hear, O Israel. The Lord your God is
one.
He's in you all. He's above. In you all. Through you all. One spirit, one Lord, one body. Above all, through you all. The Lord is standing in that point. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to come to the unity of the faith. Amen. We enter in by love, brethren. We enter in by what?
By love.
It's not by big letters and scriptures and quoting scripture. We enter in by love. Amen. By love. We enter in by unity of the faith in that one name, which is the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says we are baptized into the Lord. It means from henceforth we walk in the name of the Lord. That is the only way to attain to that place in Mount Zion, which we call the place of the blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And here all the deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, can you stand up, brother? Tell us that you stand up. Stand up. Hallelujah. Amen. What I'm telling you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is that your deliverance comes by your ability to receive the word of truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no man that can give you that deliverance except you sit at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's when you receive the word of the Lord, He will catapult you into another realm. Isaiah chapter 2 says, out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the Lord will teach us of His ways. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and the children of God shall possess their possessions. Your inheritance, your possession is the glory of God. But you must receive the teaching. Otherwise, you only go around in circle for years. Hallelujah. You receive them. God receive them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Out of Zion shall go forth the law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The children of Israel. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Saviors. Obadiah says, Saviors shall come out of Mount Zion. Saviors. Saviors of the world. Do you know who the saviors of the world are? Those of you who have ascended here. When you ascend here, you now become saviors of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You will not become the Christ appearing to people in the lives of people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've had many, many testimonies, and I tell you, when you begin to walk in truth, the Lord will honor you. Amen. Do you know? Even do you know I appeared as an angel to several people? Amen. And you know when they tell me these things, these visions, I need to be filled there. I tell you, hallelujah. And a minister that appeared to me, that one minister that I benefited from in the past, when I told him that the Lord, because I remember I was driving one day and I was wrestling with what he was saying. And as I was driving, suddenly I just saw a petrol tanker before me. And I saw the man's name written on behind the petrol tanker. And I saw two wings. One wing here, one wing by the side of the name. And immediately I saw his message just went on in my car. I had it seen in my car. It just went on his own. And when I saw it, the Lord was telling me, that's my messenger. Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord will do it for you too when you are alive. Many people have appeared to men in America, in many brethren. Even our brother Jonas, I appeared to him many times as an angel. Amen.
Amen.
That's how the Lord will honor you.
Amen.
When you begin to walk in truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to bring you back. And I tell you, this is our preaching, not everybody knows it. Big men of God don't know these things. Hallelujah. That is why some people, they come here, they are shocked. Like, who is this man to preach this thing? Hallelujah. But just mark it. If you listen to the doctrine, we are not attacking anybody to ourselves. It's unto the Lord. Amen. That is where my reward comes from. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. We just have to understand the objective is to stand here. And they talk to the book of, come to round up with something in the book of Revelation chapter 14. Something I've read before, but let's go into depth today. Revelation chapter 14. Are we there? Amen. I looked and lo, a lamp. Oh, hallelujah. Stood upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of what? Many waters. And as the voice of great thunder. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And I heard the voice of harpers happy with their harps. And they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and elders. And no one could learn the song but the 144,000 who were redeemed from what?
The earth.
From the earth. Now, when you talk about the earth, talk about from the lower realms. Amen. From the lower dimensions, they were redeemed. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are they which have not defined themselves with whom and they are what? They are veggies. Amen. If I want to read this in literary, that means I'm disqualified. Amen. Are you disqualified?
No.
Is there a virgin here? Amen. That means people are not making it.
I am.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
These are they which follow the lambs wherever they go. They are redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mind was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne. Let's stop there. Brethren, when you read the book of Revelation, we have to share these things. Amen. Because the Lord showed me. Amen. What the Lord has handed over to me, I must give it to the brethren. And they say, all of us will be the same. All of us will be together, the same mind, the same everything. Hallelujah. The day will come when we will not stay here. Amen. And we'll go here because we're coming to come and talk down here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They were redeemed from the earth. The earth talks about the lower dimensions of the earth. Amen. Because we're not at the earth. We're not at the dust. Amen. You know, in the transgression of man descended into the dust. Dust you are. It's not a physical, these are parables. It speaks about how a man descended from a spiritual state into a carnal terrestrial state of flesh and blood. And the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. That which is of the earth, talk of that which is serpent, of the dust. The serpent, now the serpent is not something somewhere in the sky or with a tail. The serpent, you see, when you look at the serpent, you see crawl on the earth. Amen. The Satan or the these are the is the mindset that does not know the things of God. Have you heard of the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is the mark of Satan, is the mark of the snake. The beast is the serpent that you see in the garden. Adam became carnal. He received the nature of what? Of the serpent. That is the nature of the beast, the mark of the beast. He became imprinted with the name of the beast, which is the nature of the beast. Hallelujah. We are hearing spiritual languages today. I'm speaking to you in a spiritual tongue. And we are need to understand the deep things of God because of the spirit that is deposited in us. These people here have the name of the Father on their what? Because the mark of the beast has been overcome. They are no longer terrestrial. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a city set upon the what? The hill. It's a spiritual realm. It's a spiritual dimension. Gold. Glass rose. Gold. These are allegories that speak of something that is imperishable. That is spirit incorruptible. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And God wants to take these people there, God's kingdom. But you cannot go there as a man. You can't go there as a terrestrial man. That's why there must be a rebirth, being born again of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You must awake from the dust. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You must hear the trumpet of God. You must hear the voice of the Spirit. And the trumpet of God will remind you of how glorious you are. The trumpet of God will remind you of your glorious self, who is the image and the likeness of God. The trumpet will announce to you this grace, this salvation that is without the law. Hear the trumpet, hallelujah. Hear him. You know when Jesus appeared? In the book of Revelation chapter 1, when John heard his voice, you know what his voice sounded like? A trumpet. He heard his voice like what? A trumpet, hallelujah. Can you hear the trumpet today? Hallelujah. Every man after his order, can you hear the trumpet today? Hallelujah. Amen. Hear the trumpet. And the trumpet will awaken you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For what I'm living. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says that what? These people are virgins. What does it mean to be a virgin? pure, undefiled. Amen. If you want to look at it on the natural light, that means all of us is not going home. Forget it.
Of course.
Amen. Hallelujah. But we have been purified, aren't we?
Yes.
We are blameless before God. He has annulled our sins. People don't believe that God has annulled their sins. You know, I spoke to an elderly man, and the man told me that, but there must be a punishment at least. You don't know the mind of God. Amen. And I've always said it that when you tell a child, don't put your hand into fire, it's the child that will put his hand in the fire that will make him suffer it, not the father putting the child's hand in the fire. God does not put anybody's hand in the fire. God does not put you yourself. Now you will take your leg, enter into the fire. Amen. I think, you know the song of Fela, Yellow Fever? He said different fever day. He said the natural one day and the one when you go take your money. When you go take your money by hand, is that one day too? Amen. That's how punishment is. God wants to love you and bless you. Amen. See, but you can take your own hand and acquire causes for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Anywhere apart from this place, if you live outside here, you are out of the grace of God. Amen. But it's getting us here today. Amen. You can walk out here by faith, confessing that you are a child of the mountaintop. You stand upon the mountaintop. You are the city set upon the... Let this confession be your own forever. You are perfect. You are virgins. You are undefiled before the one, the throne of God. You are what? Forgiven. Hallelujah. And not only forgiven. The Bible says that they follow the Lamb wherever... Are you listening to me? They follow the Lamb. Amen. That is, they are married to the Lamb. They don't follow any other. They see this man, they follow him today. They see this one. They follow only the. They are married to the Lamb. But then there is a spirit within you. There is an anointing within you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And those that are taught for that anointing, who are led by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Those that are married to the Spirit are the sons of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're not led by me. Hallelujah. Paul did not say follow me. Paul says follow me the way I follow God. That's what Paul meant. Paul says follow me the way I'm following God. Amen. Me follow God. Hallelujah. Amen. Follow my example. And let us all be what? Like-minded. Amen. Praise God. They follow the Lamb wherever it goes. And the Lamb will lead you only to this place. The way he took those three disciples, James, Peter, and John, he will lead you to this high mountain. And once more, you begin to hear that voice again, that you are the Son of God, whose well pleased. Hallelujah. What those disciples said of that thing, do you know? They didn't want to live there again. The Bible says that they wanted to stay there. Amen.
Amen.
They tasted of the goodness of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Taste of the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A perfect peace and stillness. Knowing that all things are working out for your good. You can begin to experience a peace and a power that surpasses knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is real present, and that power is present within us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If we walk in the unity of the faith, in love, in oneness, nobody here will lack. Amen. Nobody here will
lack.
Hallelujah. And we're going to see miracles. We enter into the realm of what? Of the miraculous. Into the realm of what? The miraculous. Hallelujah. And people shall hear and see and say, yes, God is in the midst of them. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. So let us arise and go to the Lord's mountain. Can we stand up? Hallelujah. Bless your people. Hallelujah. Amen.
As we are praying for our brother, I don't know why you called him out, because I have something that the Lord revealed. I saw a throne, you know, a chair being prepared for you. That was what the Lord gave to me to give to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You see how the anointing works? Amen. I said the Lord, you know, is giving you a throne. It means he's giving you the opportunity to reign, to rule and to reign. Amen. It's like an invitation. See it. I've had that certain experience. I don't have time now, but I don't want you to know that by the Spirit of God, there is a hope, there is a calling in your life. Amen. Amen. There is a calling for you. Praise God. And you have that possibility to stand before thousands. Amen. To influence the life of many. Hallelujah. That thing is already there for you. Amen. But you have to receive it. Amen. And God will give you the right word. The right word that will edify you, the right way in which to go. Amen. So you can reign. Not that just as a man, you reign. Truly reign in life. Amen. The Lord keep your brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have another thing to share?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we were to praise and worship, the Lord showed me cloud. You know, in the cloud, there was a sword that spears, sword from the cloud. No, shining out forth from the cloud. That was the first vision. The second vision, the Lord showed me like the design in a volcano. It was later when I opened my eyes, I saw that the Mount Zion. But the vision was exactly like that. But it didn't occur to me that the picture was even out at all. God is my witness. But I saw the book, I drew it out because so that it will remain. I drew the way that God has shown me this volcano as it was, the fire was coming out and everything by the side at the bottom, you know, the lava. They were flowing out, you know, coming out. That was the second vision. As we were praying, the third vision, as we were praying after the message, I saw a curtain. You know, the curtain they used to use to prepare the altar. And the altar, the curtain, there was a road, the red carpet, I could call it, with the curtain, you know, being opened. When the curtain was open, then I saw the straight red carpet that goes forth, and you can see the end. That was what the Lord has shown me after this. Praise the Lord.
Come for the Lord. Amen. Aren't you privileged to have these things?
Yes.
You see, the gifts of God, is to edify the people. He has other gifts to us. And the gifts are to edify us into that one man and bring us to that place to assure us. Now, some of these things that I share, that my wife shares, we don't plan it. Do you think we're acting?
No.
We don't plan it. Amen. Praise God. And we don't plan it at times. We just, as she comes out with the exact word, hallelujah, for the moment. Hallelujah. You can see that God has opened a way, a new and living way. Hallelujah. Into eternity, into his glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can see that glory cloud. You see, we shared about the cloud. The Shekinah glory. Amen. You see the sword. You see, all these things are in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. It talks about the glory we are to all inherit in the Lord. Hallelujah. These are things that we should meditate on day and night. Don't let it leave our hearts. Amen. There are struggles with life. We all have hard times. You know, outside. It's a jungle, Abby. It's a jungle. You live here, you go to work, and at times we tend to forget these things. Praise God. But let us always be reminded. Hallelujah. The first one, this is what we showed out. Yeah, the shining sword that was in the cloud. Amen. Then the second one, the volcano. Amen. And you know, the same Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you see the power. Wait, have you seen the volcano rock before? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the power working in us. Purification. Hallelujah. The fire of God, you know what it does? It burns up everything that is carnal.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that no beast could approach Mount Sinai when God was there. Any beast that approaches there was to be killed.
Hallelujah.
It's not a place where carnality, anything carnal can approach it. Amen.
Amen.
It's only that which works in the Spirit, and the Spirit is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Lift up your hearts, brethren. God, I will bless you.
Father, we thank you.
Father, we love you. We love you, O Lord. we worship you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah.